This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's do a little more affordable housing now, picking up where Justin Ho left off a little bit ago. We don't have enough of it, first of all. That much is pretty well understood. Less clear to many is the makeup of American housing stock and the role that it plays in affordability. Mobile homes are what I'm talking about, an often overlooked but crucial element of affordable housing. Although residents might own their manufactured home or trailer outright, they do usually have to pay rent for the land that that home or trailer sits on. Here in California, a group of mobile home park residents has done something extraordinary. They've bought their park from their corporate landlord, but as KQED's Mari Bolaños reports, the road to get there was not easy.
When Juanita Perez Sierra was 7 years old, her parents moved their family of eight from San Miguel Cuevas in Oaxaca, Mexico, to the U.S. After weeks of living out of their van, her parents purchased a home at Shady Lakes Mobile Home Park in Fresno County. They were very happy to have a place to call home, she says. Perez Sierra's family was one of the first from San Miguel Cuevas to move there. That was some 30 years ago. Now the vast majority of the park's 60 families are from her same Oaxacan village.
Siempre nos sentíamos como seguros.
They always felt safe there. The landlords were easygoing.
Pero de un día al otro.
And then she says the situation seemed to change overnight. In 2019, a Stockton-based corporation named Harmony Communities California purchased the park. Several residents say the new landlord started enforcing different rules and issuing eviction notices. Resident Marcelino Santos says he began to worry his family would get kicked out and become homeless.
No teníamos idea dónde íbamos a ir.
The community is made up of mostly farm workers. They'd chosen the park because of the low rent. But soon after Harmony came in, residents say the company increased rent by more than 30%. So the residents decided to fight back. They formed the Grupo Comunitario de San Miguel Cuevas and got legal aid. They sued Harmony over alleged poor management of the park and retaliation against residents. Harmony declined an interview and did not respond to questions about the allegations. As the lawsuit moved forward, something unexpected happened. A nonprofit that helps residents form housing cooperatives got in touch.
And began having conversations about the potential of this park becoming a resident-owned community.
That's Mariah Thompson, the resident's attorney.
To sort of take those mobile home parks off the free market, off the private investment market, and so they can remain resident-managed and affordable.
Under that model, the residents would each have part ownership of the park. They'd be able to make decisions about how much rent to charge, park finances, and operating rules. Thompson says residents were hesitant at first, but after months of organizing, they were ready to take on the challenge. It took a ton of coordination on the part of residents to get 52 families to attend the Zoom meetings, not to mention the multiple nonprofits. Then there was the matter of language, English, Spanish, and Mixteco, the local language in Oaxaca.
Some of these meetings looked like the UN. I mean, it was pretty incredible.
They also had to get the funding, more than $7 million to purchase the park. That required yet another organization to help them with state loans. Eventually, the corporation agreed to sell the park to residents if they dropped the lawsuit. In all, the entire process took 5 years, three nonprofits, and the unflappable will of residents. They finally closed the deal in February. Marcelino Santos says he hopes their story serves as an example to other mobile home park residents. He says if they can do it, others can too. In Fresno County, I'm Adi Bolaños for Marketplace.